Chapter 1. Stranger Arrives. The stranger arrived in the village of Iping during a snowstorm, so nobody was surprised to see him dressed in a long dark coat, a hat, and a scarf covering his face. Only the tip of his nose was visible. Mrs. Hall, the landlady, was so delighted to have a customer at the Coach and Horses Inn in this weather that she did not care what he looked like. However, she did notice the bushy hair at the side of his face and his large blue glasses, which covered the top half of his face. When the scarf was removed, it was clear that bandages covered both the stranger's head and the lower half of his face. Before she could say anything, the man demanded sharply, "A fire and some hot lunch. It's freezing cold. Quickly, now." Mrs. Hall asked the maid to start the fire and began to prepare the food. Afterwards, when she wandered into the room, she noted that the stranger still wore the coat despite the warm fire. However, the man's behavior was odd, and she hesitated to ask why he was still wearing it. It was impossible to see his eyes, so she could not establish his mood. "Can I take your coat and hat for you, sir?" she asked. The man was silent for a brief moment, and he did not move. Then he said softly, "I prefer to keep them on for now. Do not ask me again." Mrs. Hall wished that she had not spoken and decided that she would be very careful with this customer. 30 minutes later, it was time to serve lunch. Finally, the stranger had removed his coat, but he kept his hat firmly on his head, and he was wearing dark gloves. Now, Mrs. Hall could also see that he had a large white bandage tied around his mouth. All she could see was his dark blue glasses, and below them was a shiny pink nose. Mrs. Hall thought his face was injured or damaged in some way. That is why she did not say anything initially. But Mrs. Hall was shocked and, as she loved to gossip, she could not wait to talk to other people about this stranger. "I think he's had an accident or an operation," she whispered to the maid. "He must be embarrassed, don't you think? Anyway, don't bother him about taking his clothes, as he gets angry if you ask him about them." When Mrs. Hall returned to the room to get his plate, the stranger turned away from her and looked out of the window. He was breathing heavily through the bandage, but he ignored the landlady. Mrs. Hall was angry now. She would have asked the rude man to leave, but she thought about the money. No one else was staying in the inn in this snowy weather. As she reached the door, the man suddenly spoke. "I have some bags and boxes at the train station. I need them to be sent here," he declared. "They are very important and precious for my work. When can I get them?" Mrs. Hall was pleased at the opportunity to speak. "Not today, sir. The weather is too bad. A man was killed last year in a coach accident coming to the inn. Accidents can happen easily, can't they?" The man ignored her last comment as he knew she was trying to investigate him. "Just send a message and tell them to bring my bags as soon as they can." He turned away again and would not say anything more. Mrs. Hall immediately felt uncomfortable and left the room. However, she could not stop thinking about him, and she listened from the kitchen as he walked up and down his room and poked at the fire. Suddenly, Mr. Hall, her husband, came into the inn. "That ground and road are frozen outside," he said. "I am so cold. Get me a bowl of soup, can you?" Mrs. Hall was pleased to see her husband. "We've got a visitor, someone staying at the inn. I need you to find a reason to go in his bedroom. You could say the clock's not working. I want you to have a look at this man, he's very odd. See what you think about him." When Mr. Hall entered the stranger's room, the only light came from the fire, and the room was full of shadows. The stranger was relaxing by the fire, and Mr. Hall could not see him clearly. However, for a second, he thought the man had a huge open mouth. It was really shocking, like the bottom half of his face was just an enormous mouth. Then the man leaned down and, when he turned again, Mr. Hall could see just a bandage around his face. "What do you want?" asked the stranger. "I have said that I want to be left alone. I will be working hard and do not want to be disturbed." "Sorry," Mr. Hall was nervous. My wife said that the clock was, I don't need the clock. I just need my bags, declared the stranger. Mr. Hall saw that the man was impatient and tried to comfort him. I am sure the bags will come soon, sir. The stranger seemed calmer now. Yes, I expect so. I need them for my work, you see. I am an investigator. The bags have my science equipment, and I have come to Iping because it is quiet. Because of my accident, I need to work in the dark, for my eyes. I understand, sir, said Mr. Hall, who was embarrassed because his wife had forced him to come to the man's room. Yes, my eyes are weak. It is very annoying if anyone comes into the room. The stranger was standing now with his back to the fire and staring at Mr. Hall. Mr. Hall began to wonder if his wife should have refused the stranger's money as he stared at the big blue glasses and bandaged head. But his wife had agreed that the man could stay at the inn, and he could not change that. He didn't blame her as it was hard to make money in the wintertime, but Mr. Hall suspected that this man was going to be a problem. On the desk, he saw a pile of papers. Although Mr. Hall could not read very well, he could see that there were mathematics sums and other writing. What was the man doing here? Many villagers came to the inn for a drink or a bowl of food, and Mr. and Mrs. Hall could not stop talking about their new visitor. It was a shock to see someone who looked like him, and the village folk discussed possible accidents and strange diseases. There was also the mystery of the bags and boxes and the stranger's work. What was he doing in Iping? How long was he going to stay? Mr. Henfry, the carpenter, asked Mrs. Hall, why are you allowing him to stay? An ugly, strange man like that. I would not allow him to stay in my house. Mrs. Hall told him to be silent, but that night she had a nightmare. Everywhere she looked, she could see huge white heads with enormous black eyes and no mouths. They pursued her along roads and through woods until she awoke with a cry. If anyone had asked her, she would have denied it was the stranger's fault. However, she sat alone for a long time in the night, listening and thinking.